Eagles backups took care of business against the Bengals. Dave Uram joining us. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Carol. While the Bengals played starters early, to no surprise, most of the Eagles starters didn't suit up. But for preseason standards, this was a very entertaining game. 34-27 win over the Bengals. The score doesn't matter. The details do. Backup quarterback Tanner McKee played well again, completing 80% of his passes and throwing a couple of touchdowns.
Just see like new guys make big plays and kind of have that, because I feel like throughout practice you kind of have that chemistry and different things, but to see it, you know, in a game and see guys make big plays like that, it's a lot of fun and builds confidence for me as a quarterback to give them the ball, but also for the other guys that are on the sideline and the coaches, just like, hey, these guys can make big plays in big time situations.
Oh, one of the new guys is undrafted rookie receiver Darius Cooper, who had 6 catches for 82 yards and a touchdown.
Even when you have a game like I had today, you got to keep stacking days, never get too high, stay neutral throughout the whole process.
Well, Cooper's in competition with fellow young receivers Johnny Wilson and Anaya Smith for roster spots. Those two also played well. One competition that remains up in the air is the starting corner spot vacated by Slay. Third-year corner Keely Ringo, albeit facing Bengals star receiver Jamar Chase, who's one of the best in football. Ringo got beat for a 36-yard touchdown.
Looking to take better angles, a couple missed tackles, you know, but those are minor things. None too crazy, none to get too down on myself about, you know, just go out there and just play with ultimate swagger and confidence, you know, and just work on the things I need to.
Meantime, free agent addition Adoree Jackson also struggled, neither separating themselves in this competition. Eagles are back to practice this weekend, Carol. Next week, they're scheduled to host a couple of joint practices with the Browns before playing them in the second preseason game at the Link a week from tomorrow.